Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We talked about Anthony Davis being on the trade. Well, we know he's on the trading block, and that the Lakers and the Celtics are both hard at work trying to get him. And Adrian Wojnarowski, who reported that, and you know, he also reported something else that really just kind of confirms what you and I have been saying for months now. But he was saying that the Lakers, really, their only hope of getting a big time, one of the big time prize free agents this summer, or players, is to get this Anthony Davis trade done, because basically no chance of getting Kawhi Leonard. Kevin Durant, of course, who wasn't coming to the Lakers anyway, is off the table. Kyrie Irving, basically no chance of getting him. Klay Thompson, basically no chance. Although of those guys, I would probably put the best chance of getting anybody of Klay, but I think he stays in Golden State. So that being the case, you have always said you don't think anybody wants to play with LeBron. And I'm going to put the ball on the tee and let you hack away at it.
No, I've been saying this for years, and I do believe it from the standpoint of LeBron is one of those very special players that don't come around that often. All right. LeBron haters,
In all fairness,
I know
you
he's
do
a great player.
LeBron is the second best player
yes.
ever. So that ain't a lot of hate.
Okay.
Right? That's not just hate, right?
So it's not like I'm saying he's in the top 10 or 11 or whatever. I'm just telling you. And guys like that don't come around that often. That's why it's unusual that guys don't seem to want to play with him. And we still remember the quote about from Kevin Durant, that around LeBron is toxic. He didn't say LeBron was toxic. He said around LeBron is toxic. That's why he wouldn't want to play in that. And I think that's what happens, and we've seen it. And now here we are. All of these Ks are out there. All of these great players were supposed to be available this summer. LeBron James is arguably arguably one of the greatest players to ever play. He's playing in Los Angeles for one of the greatest franchises, not in the NBA, but in sports history.
Yay.
He's in a magnificent city, beautiful weather, women, food, song. I don't know what else. Hollywood stars.
Song.
Just throw it out there. But you know what I mean? Everything is great.
No, it's great. Half the league lives here in the summer.
Right. This is what I'm saying. Why not? We live here. Dude, I spent 22 years in Detroit. I scratch my hair every day. It's not dandruff. I say, what was I thinking? You don't know until you know. But anyway, my point is this. It seems obvious that guys don't want to team up and go, man, I want to play with one of the greatest players who ever played. I want to be a part of that. The Kyrie thing was a big part. Just from the standpoint of, he had won a championship with this guy. He had been through all those battles, Chris. He was going to the finals every year. Can you imagine some NBA players who would die at a chance of getting to an NBA player? Even if you got to play second fiddle to a guy, but at least he's a real guy who's a real star. Not like a, you know, like what we call those guys, make-believe tough guys. You know when guys try to act like they're tough, but they really aren't. Those are hard guys to be cool with. Because you're like, he's not tough.
Right.
Trying to act tough. LeBron's a great player. And people don't want to do it. And now here it is. LeBron did say this himself, because I do have a quote. And
this was with a sit-down interview with Rachel Nichols.
With Rachel Nichols, exactly. And our intern, Manny, found this because, I couldn't remember exactly. But, and I'm just looking for it, Manny. Sorry about that. Here it is. He just said, I've been trying to get guys to come play with me since like 2007. But I've got rejected a lot. But I've also not got rejected a lot. But he blamed the city of Cleveland as the reason why.
Did
Here's
he
the quote.
Yeah. There? Okay.
A lot of people didn't want to come to Cleveland.
Okay.
True. Let me just throw that out there. I tried to recruit so many guys to come to Cleveland, and that was basically it. Basically, that they didn't want to come there. So my point is, you shouldn't be having this problem. You're in Los Angeles. This is why. So it wasn't Cleveland. It couldn't have been just Cleveland, because now you're in Los Angeles. Now all the K's are available, and he's gotten K's all right. Swings and misses, KKK. He swung and missed on all of them. Nobody wants to come to Los Angeles. You like that? Nobody wants to come to play with LeBron. Nobody wants to sunshine. Nobody wants to schmooze and eat with the movie stars. They want no part of it. So there is something about Kevin Durant's quote will live in infamy. I'm serious. About it being toxic around LeBron. Because it would look like it would be the ideal situation. You come to L.A., you resurrect the one-storied franchise that's hit hard times. You can only go up, right? You can only go up here. That's how bad it's been the last 6 years.
Well, look, I think that that's very much overstated, that guys don't want to play with LeBron James. I remember covering that summer of 2010, the free agency when he did leave Cleveland and went to Miami, and I was being told that he was recruiting Chris Bosh to Cleveland. And obviously Dwayne Wade was recruiting him to Miami. And Bosh did not want to go play in Cleveland. And I get it. I got a chance to go to Miami or Cleveland. And I can play with a great star in either city.
You just said it.
I'm going to Miami.
You just said most of the players live here in the offseason. You can live wherever you want.
Well, let me finish.
And you only got 41 home games.
Can I finish? You had, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, this was my segment. You know we're supposed to butt in.
No, it wasn't your segment.
Yeah, this was my segment.
I put the ball on the tee, and you hit a Texas leaguer.
I ain't no Texas leaguer.
I gave
leaguer.
It to you to knock out the park. You didn't do it.
That was
so
a home run.
So now I'm going to knock it out the park.
Everybody else around the country right now
here we
feeling
go.
Good.
We'll see, because we're going to get calls. LA's problem getting free agents didn't start with LeBron James. If I'm not mistaken, they were recruiting Carmelo Anthony. That's right. Carmelo Anthony came out here to visit. Kobe Bryant was on the team. And as you said, they had the sunshine. They had the beaches. They had the women. And they had the song. And Melo still did not come to the Lakers. LaMarcus Aldridge, recruited by the Lakers. Kobe Bryant on the squad. They had the sunshine.
And
they had the beaches.
Kobe.
They had the women, and they had the song. And he chose to go to San Antonio. San Antonio! But we blaming LeBron James? And let's talk about players not wanting to play with LeBron. Okay, Kyrie Irving definitely walked away. Fine. Paul George was willing to go to Cleveland to play with LeBron.
But not L.A.
Let me finish. When he had a year left on his deal in Indiana, he said, look, I will go to Cleveland and I'll stay not 1 year, but two if LeBron will opt into his contract, and he'll stay 2 years as well. LeBron wasn't willing to opt in because he apparently knew he was already going to leave and go to L.A. And so George said no. So George was willing to play with LeBron. George just liked Russell Westbrook, liked Oklahoma City, and decided to stay there. And I get some players are not going to want to play with LeBron, and not just because it's LeBron, but they might not want to go to somebody else's team. If I'm Kawhi Leonard, and I just led the Toronto Raptors to at the very least, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, if not a world title, without a second star, why in the world would I even think about going to LeBron James' team? That would be the weakest move ever. Go to the Clippers if you're going to leave and have your own team. Or stay in Toronto and have your own team. Because it's not about you winning. You're proving you can win without LeBron James. So he doesn't need to come. Kevin Durant, Kevin wants to compete with LeBron. credit to him. He wants to be better than LeBron. So he's not going to join LeBron's team. So Anthony Davis is doing everything he can to get to L.A. to play with LeBron.
Puppet strings.
So what in the world are you talking about? Yeah,
easy.
Of course, some players don't want to play with him, but it's because it's his team. You have said yourself, when Isaiah Thomas was a free agent, the legendary Isaiah Thomas, and they were trying to say, why don't you go to the Knicks? And he said, that's Patrick's team.
Isaiah wanted his own team back in those days.
But it's relevant. Isaiah was a legitimate superstar who was like, I got my own team. I'm not going to somebody else's team.
Chris, the elephant in the room
that you're... And that's what some of these guys are saying. But, I get it. I like it. Have your own team.
But you also, the elephant in the room is that this. People always say, people think LeBron is the GOAT, but the only problem is, for the players who join him, they become the scapegoat when LeBron doesn't win. That's why you don't get anything from it. If you win with LeBron, it's about him.
Kyrie,
it's all about him.
Kyrie,
well, because he knocked down
the
big
shot.
Because he knocked down the big shot. But most guys don't get it, and when LeBron loses, he don't have anybody. That's the narrative. He don't have anybody. Oh, what do you want LeBron to do? He don't have nobody. Look at that squad. It's impossible. Like, it's unbelievable that he even got to the finals. Look at the squad. I remember when they made the trades at the trade deadline. Everybody said, oh, LeBron got the right pieces now. They got rid of D-Wade and all this other stuff. And as soon as they lost, look at those bums. They're all bums. That's exactly what they were called.
Where I do agree with you, Rob, is that I don't think LeBron should put himself out there like this. Like, I'm just going to recruit. And even I'm recruiting everybody, because if nobody comes, then it does look like what you're saying. And it may be, like we were saying before, guys got their own reasons for going here, going there. It's not just LeBron James. But when you put yourself out there that I'm going to recruit him.
And they don't come.
He's better than that. Like, look at Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is just, this is the hand I'm dealt. Toronto, okay, this is what I got. I'm not worried about who I don't have. I got to have this second star. LeBron is that good. You don't need to be, I want LeBron to come back. And, yeah, of course, try to get Anthony Davis. But let the front office try that. You just come out and play. And if you only have Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, whoever, this is who we got. I'm good enough to lead us to a championship. Let's go get it done. I'm buying into what Vogel's teaching, Frank Vogel. Let's go get it done. That's what Kawhi's done.
I agree, and that's the thing that I wish LeBron would do. Stop with all that stack. You're trying to have your team stack. Go out there. You're that guy. All your LeBron people, like, oh, he's the GOAT, and he's this and that and all that. But there's always about, well, he don't have anybody. Kawhi went to whatever they had there. And they're in the finals. LeBron came to L.A. with these young guys, couldn't even make the playoffs, seriously.
Well, this is why you just, like I was saying, have the attitude of we can win with whatever we have, because you don't know what'll happen. If Kevin Durant doesn't get hurt, I don't think the Warriors are down 3-2 to the Toronto Raptors. You know, but you don't know, especially when you look at the history of the game, players are always getting hurt in the playoffs, in the finals. So you play it out with what you have, and you try to win it. And that's what I think LeBron will do next year, and I think that's what he should do. But I don't buy into that players don't want to play with him. Some players, of course, but there's no one player in the history of basketball that everybody was just dying to play with. I mean, nobody. Michael Jordan didn't have this rash of free agents running to play with him in Chicago. Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, we can go on and on. There's no one player that's just been that magnet for everybody.
No, but the only thing
LeBron is. And LeBron does draw role players.
But LeBron is the one who's saying he's been trying to recruit since 2000. He's the one who said
it,
Chris.
Yeah, but that's fine.
I'm just saying,
but
he.
Like you said to yourself, guys have other reasons, personal reasons why they want to stay. Some want their own team, and I respect that. I think you do too. So it's not just about LeBron, it's wanting your own team.
So say they don't get anybody. I guess all you would just want them to do is play hard and try to coach up the other guys they have.
Yeah, like I'm LeBron James. I'm good enough with the, because it's not like they don't have talent. I mean, they do have some talented
young
people.
I just don't know how good it is.
I think it's good. And I'm going to remind you because you're going to get mad.
No, don't tell me about that. I don't want to hear that. Stop it.
Two games out of first place in the West.
There were two games out of the ninth spot, too. There were two games out of the ninth spot.
What was the seed?
He never talks about that.
What was the seed?
It was fourth seed, but there were two games out of ninth.
How much out of first? Two.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Big story came out today. Sports Illustrated reported on Rich Paul, LeBron James's agent. Big, huge story. Cover story. All right. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And here's what he said about the Boston Celtics and Anthony Davis. Now, recall, months ago, Anthony Davis came out and said he doesn't want to play for the Celtics. Okay? His dad has come out and said he doesn't want to play for the Celtics. And now Rich Paul goes on the record saying this. They, meaning the Celtics, can trade for him, but it'll be for 1 year. I mean, if the Celtics traded for Anthony Davis, we would go there and we would abide by our contractual obligations and we would go into free agency in 2020. I've stated that to them. But in the event that he decides to walk away and give away and you give away assets, don't blame Rich Paul. Rob Parker, clearly a power move to try to get Anthony Davis to the Lakers or the Knicks. He'd be willing to go there. What do you make of this?
Well, this is also Anthony Davis. Doesn't he lose money if he's traded to the Celtics and then goes to some other team to sign?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
be similar to Kawhi
right.
Leonard.
Kawhi's going to – if he leaves Toronto, will wind up losing $80 million.
Yes. At 30 when he left San Antonio,
every time
now 50 when if
look
he leaves.
Look at Boogie when he didn't get to 206 or whatever. Yep. And now he's been on a – right? He's already down to, what, 140?
Well, he's already not
I'm just
getting
saying,
it because
– But yeah, I'm saying
– But, yeah, you give up like $80 million.
Every
yeah.
time you keep moving around. Yep. In this case, I just – I hear Rich Paul. I get it. This is where his client wants. But I still find it hard to believe, only because of Rich Paul's relationship with LeBron James, that he doesn't have a finger on Anthony Davis, has some sort of influence on him when he joined his agency, right?
Clutch Management.
Right. Yep. And it just seems to me like in this, and then talking to some people who know Anthony Davis. I'm not giving any names. Say that they know him and maybe they played with him somewhere, you know, along the way.
Right.
That this doesn't feel like Anthony Davis to them. That this is very weird. And that's why there's always talk, or I should say, or at least in my head, the thought is he is a puppet for both LeBron James and Rich Paul. That they've convinced him that he should come to help LeBron. And it's not totally – because here's the other thing, Chris, that I would wonder about. If it's really just about wanting to play in L.A., you don't have to throw the Knicks in there. You don't have to. You could just say, I'm not going anywhere other than L.A. That's where – this was my dream. It just seemed like it came out of nowhere about Los Angeles, and it's more about LeBron and what he needs at this time in his life.
But if it were just about LeBron, why would the Knicks be?
I have no idea. And maybe,
it's a big city,
but maybe they felt too that we got to be real careful that we don't have a fallback option in case something happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't alienate everybody, and then God forbid, LeBron gets hurt or something in the summer or before this thing goes down. Or the Lakers aren't as desirable. Do you know what I mean? So you got to give yourself an out just in case. You can't paint yourself into such a corner and then all of a sudden there's nowhere to go. So I think that might be it. But I do believe, to me, it feels like he's a puppet. Like he's bought
into...
Anthony Davis has bought into what Rich Paul and LeBron James have sold him, which is you need to be here with the greatest player or one of the greatest players or the current... greatest player on the planet, or arguably the greatest player on the planet. And I think that's what it feels like. And people who said Anthony Davis wasn't this type of guy are a little surprised.
No, and look.
Is that fair or not?
Anybody. Well, I think what's fair is that this does seem out of character for Anthony Davis.
Okay, so.
His reputation was, you know, just
go happy, go lucky, go play, and whatever.
And to demand a trade a year and a half with a year and a half left on your deal is different for Anthony Davis. I'll give you that. What I don't think is fair is to call him a puppet and basically say this is Rich Paul directing him to the Lakers. Because Anthony, here's the thing, Rob. Anthony Davis did not have to sign with Clutch Sports Management. Why did he? Like, he chose to go to Clutch. Like, the breaking news today, Kyrie Irving, about an hour ago, left his agent, Jeff Wexler. And the reports are that he's going to go to Roc Nation. Kyrie is choosing to go to Roc Nation or wherever else he goes. Anthony Davis is choosing to go to Clutch for a reason. He knew Rich Paul was connected to LeBron James. He knew LeBron was in L.A. and wants another star to play with him. So why would he choose to sign with Clutch unless he himself wanted to go to the Lakers?
I just think so that, that's why. But I think it's steering by Rich Paul.
But and, how could it be steering before he signed?
But here's
maybe since then. Look, obviously your agent has some influence on you. He gives you the pros and cons of different places,
and he's selling them that right.
He's selling the good in here, the bad in here, and all that. I get that, but he went to Clutch on his own.
But see, I think it would be different if it wasn't Rich Paul. And LeBron was there. Say I would look at it differently. But because Rich Paul works for LeBron, his biggest client, he's going to do whatever he can to help LeBron's legacy. And I just think that's where it comes in.
I don't think that's fair to Rich because Rich has other players.
Does he not owe everything to LeBron? His star.
No, I mean, obviously he and LeBron have been friends, and but LeBron has helped him out. There's no doubt about that. Do you have people that you that have helped you throughout your career?
No doubt. But
okay, I know you have good relationships with executives and players and stuff around the league. But yet, when you get on the air, do you let your relationship with them stop you from saying the truth?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so why can't Rich Paul be the same way?
Because I'm just saying, in this case, when it comes to what LeBron needs, I think that his needs superseded anybody else's because – like just like what you call it, Andre Iguodala said about trying to help somebody's legacy or preserve it. There's a thing out there about LeBron's legacy. Even though LeBron said he knows when he was the GOAT, I don't believe that they know that they think it's all done and that they're not trying to help LeBron's legacy a little bit further along. Otherwise, it wouldn't be about adding another player. It would be like about LeBron and what's in front of him and LeBron taking this group of young kids and making a playoff run or whatever. So it's just the idea that they really feel like we need to do something for LeBron. We got the ear of Anthony Davis, and then Rich Paul was able to kind of sell him on
it. Also makes sense. It makes basketball sense for Anthony Davis to go to the Lakers. Like, again, I do not buy that Anthony Davis is this empty vessel that Rich Paul is just pouring water into and making him do whatever he wants to do. When Chris Paul demanded his way out of New Orleans to go to L.A., the Clippers he ended up with, did we say his agent, Leon Rose, was directing him around like a puppet? When Dwight Howard wanted to get out of Orlando, and I do think his agent had a lot to do with that, Dan Fagan, but nobody else was really saying, oh, he's being led around on strings by his agent. When Carmelo forced his way out of Denver to New York, did we say, oh, did we blame Leon Rose, the agent?
No, but he wasn't connected to LeBron James, who's all about getting somebody else to help him.
But
that's the only difference.
It's not like LeBron is in a terrible franchise that would make no sense for Anthony Davis to want to go there.
Well, a franchise,
the other franchise that has is New York, a big market.
But they haven't made the playoffs in 6 years.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad now.
They're the Lakers. They're the best franchise in the NBA.
Yeah, but it's been bad for – we got to Can you even admit that?
6 years. But if you resurrect...
The Lakers and Knicks are the two worst franchises over the last six years.
But they're six years.
I'm just saying the last six.
The Knicks haven't won in 40-something years.
Right, I mean, but I'm saying the last six.
Yeah, but that's fine. But the Lakers aren't that far removed from people remembering the glory days.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying over the last six years.
Act like, it'd be one thing if LeBron were in Oklahoma City. And all of a sudden, Anthony Davis wants to go to Oklahoma City. The Lakers would be attractive even without LeBron James. You said it before. Wine, women, song, beaches, weather, sunshine. You love it. You wake up every day scratching your head. Why didn't I do this before?
I love L.A. I told you that.
So why can't Anthony Davis love L.A.?
Because Anthony Davis, I think, is being manipulated. And the people that... who say that this is not him, this is so different, that's what makes you question it. If this was a different guy and you felt like he had this in him, Chris, then I would, and you've even admitted that this is a little different.
No, it does seem different.
A little different. That's all I'm saying.
But Kevin Durant seemed very different.
Most people don't change.
When KD was in OKC, he was, you know, you didn't hear him cursing all the time. He wasn't as outspoken. Now he gets to Golden State, and he's cursing, he's more outspoken. And what people in Oklahoma City or who were there will tell you, Kendrick Perkins said it. He was like, in OKC, the management told you, don't say anything. They're legendary for keeping their players at a distance from the media. And now Kevin Durant, and Durant's texted me this himself, DM'd. Me this.
He didn't text
that
you.
You don't have my number, bro.
DM'd me.
He goes to... when he gets to Golden State, the real him was able to come out because they weren't keeping you at bay from the media like Oklahoma City was. So maybe this is, you know, this is Anthony Davis growing, changing, whatever, maturing, whatever you want to call it, spreading his wings, feeling his oats, coming into his own. You know, I just think it's unfair to say, and I said it before, it is a shame. Shame on Anthony Davis if he is letting Rich Paul or any man handle him like a puppet and make him do whatever they want him to do.
Is this your puppet song?
That's what you've been waiting all show.
I'm just telling you, unleash. When he's playing.
Most people, explain that, because I think I wouldn't know what that is.
Rob G, this is a puppet. What is it called?
There's got to be a better puppet. There's got to be a better.
Name a more famous puppet than Pinocchio, Chris.
But that didn't come off.
Kermit.
You don't know what they were talking about.
Kermit? Nah.
There's got to be a song or something about somebody being a puppet.
It is. You're a puppet. It's like a 60s song. Something that's called. Well, I bet you look it up. I'm your boogeyman. No, I'm your puppet.
I think the rating just went down two points
when you guys aging the show.
I wasn't around in that 60s.
I was around when Rob was talking.
I never heard that song. I'm your puppet.
I'm your puppet. Go find it.
You know Chris is like 3 weeks younger than Rob Parker.
Five years.
He swears he's sprightly.
Five long years.
Don't let the hair on TV fool you. I see Chris in the radio studio.
Hey, Manny.
What you trying to say?
Manny's on intro.
No toupee. This is my hair.
Nobody said it's not your hair.
Rob G, it's just not your color.
That's all.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. The crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Living the dream, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. You know what time it is. We do this every single Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We invite one of our Fox Sports teammates to get into the ring with the tag team champions of the world, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. And tonight's victim, none other than the future Laker himself, Brian Ngo. Brian, how are you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling fantastic, and I just want to apologize in advance for the beatdown I'm about to put on these two fools who I absolutely love.
I'm glad you're coming into it with a cocky attitude, because it's just going to make it that much worse when we punish you.
All right, guys. You know,
I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Let's hear it.
You know how this segment works. Brian has three very hot takes that he's going to defend against both Chris and Rob at the same time. Let's get right to it. Topic number one, Brian Ngo says that if the Raptors end up winning the championship in these NBA finals. They'll be beating a walking wounded Golden State Warrior team, and it makes it a fake championship. Brian, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
That's right. Fake, complete fugazi championship, provided if they're able to finish off the job. You start with KD. KD's arguably the best player on earth. He played 12 minutes. And in those 12 minutes, he ran circles around the Raptors, scoring 11 points. I'm supposed to sit here and believe they've trailed in every series, but they have a 3-1 stranglehold lead on the Warriors. And I'm supposed to sit here and act like something doesn't smell funny. You know as well as I do, if the Raptors are facing a Warriors team at full strength, the series isn't even going on anymore, and they have no chance to win it.
Brian, stop it. That is spoken like a man who began watching the NBA two, not three, not four, but 2 years ago. Do you know how many NBA finals have been decided by injury? The Bad Boys, Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, their first championship, Magic Johnson played a total of 75 minutes against them. Uh-huh. Byron Scott sat out the whole series. What about Golden State's first title in 2015 when Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love were injured? What about
that? I'm glad
you're
going here.
What are you talking about? This always happens.
There you go,
Brian. I'm glad you're going here. I'm glad you're going here. 2015, you can't sit here and say for sure if Kyrie's playing, if Kevin Love's playing, that they're winning that series. The next year they ran it back. They won Game 7 with a Kyrie shot in the final minute. We don't know for sure that they're winning in 2015. I know for sure KD on a 73-win team, they're winning for certain. That's the difference.
Brian, come on. You already know. You can only play who's out there. You can't blame them that people aren't there. And if the Warriors were to win, you'd be singing the praises about how they beat them without KD. So how could it be the other way? And talking about fake, I'm going to call up your wife and have Christina check out her her wedding ring to make sure it's not cubic zirconia.
Points taken from Rob Parker for hitting below the bell.
We were having a nice, healthy sports debate, and you bring my wife into this. That was
uncivilized.
That shows how much I'm dominating you guys.
Round one goes to Brian Lowe.
That's right. That's right.
Round number two, the odd couple.
That's so sad. That's foul.
Here in the hot seat with Brian No. Brian, topic number two says, you know, the Raiders are going to be on Hard Knocks this season. Everyone's looking forward to it. But he's doubling down here saying that John Gruden is the NFL's most underrated coach. Brian, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why.
This is why. Rob G, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. You got to start with the mainstream opinion. The mainstream opinion of John Gruden is that he stinks. He's awful. Games passed him by, completely overpaid, so forth and so on. This guy has a Super Bowl ring. He's never had anything close to a franchise quarterback in Tampa. The closest thing he has is Derek Carr. That's all you got. And you have a ring with that guy. He's a good coach. I'm not saying he's excellent, but he is far better than his reputation, and that makes him the most underrated head coach in the NFL.
John Gruden is lucky to have a Super Bowl. That was Tony Dungy's team. And once he got his hands on that team, Tampa Bay, you smell that? They stunk. And they missed the playoffs 4 to 5 years he was there after that Super Bowl. John Gruden hasn't won jack with his own players and when he put it together himself. He is totally overrated, overpaid, and oversaturated. Too much oil, pork. All I know is John Gruden needs somebody to help him, and that's what Tony Dungy did when he won that Super Bowl.
He did what Tony Dungy couldn't do. That matters. He won a Super Bowl with Brad freaking Johnson as his quarterback. He's had guys named Brian Greasy, Chris Sims, Bruce Gradkowski lead the team in passing yardage in multiple seasons. That's what he's had to work with. It's a miracle he was ever able to win a Super Bowl with that collection over there. And they've stunk ever since he's been gone. They would kill for 9-7. Those were his last 2 years in Tampa. They'd
Brian,
kill for that
no,
right now.
You have had some bad takes in your day, but this one takes the cake. All right, in his last 7 years as a head coach, guess how many playoff wins John Gruden has? That's right, zero! Zero! He's made the playoffs twice in 7 years. He gets there last year and trades away his best player, Khalil Mack, and maybe his second best player, Amari Cooper. What in the world are you talking about? The NFL great coaches turn it around immediately. How about Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Jim Harbaugh? Why can't Gruden do that?
Back to your corners, gentlemen. I must say I'm very offended that Chris and Rod would talk about the Raiders like that. That's uncalled for. It's disappointing. Round two goes to Brian Nutt.
There's no way.
That's what I'm saying, Rob. It's a clean sweep. Clean sweep against these guys.
That was a pity vote. I can't believe you even take that.
You know what happens?
You used to have more backbone than that when I did the show.
Rob G knows
that taking that.
Rob G knows that Brian knows radio shows on TV up in Portland, so now he's trying to cozy
facts.
Up. He wants to be a TV producer up there.
Big facts. All right. Last topic here, the most controversial of them all. Again, it's worth 2.5 points, so it's anybody's game here. And Chris Broussard is getting in the hot seat because both Brian Noe and Rob Parker have big problems with CB because he never pays any bets. Chris, you got 30 seconds. First off, explain to Brian Noe why you haven't given him his wings yet. Go.
You got a lot of nerve, Rob G, saying I don't pay off my bets. When we went to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch game one of the NBA Finals, who picked up the tab?
Rob Parker.
No, I picked up the tab. Chris Broussard. I paid the bet that I owe Rob, and then I paid for the rest of you guys. And believe you me, you better enjoy that, because you ain't getting another free meal on me for that cheap shot you levied at me.
Go ahead, Brian, get him.
You know what? That's nice, Chris. I'm proud of you for picking up the tab and paying Rob. And you know who wasn't there? Me. You know who hasn't been paid off? Me. I haven't gotten one chicken wing from you. Having Dak Prescott's bet his back. You had Dak Prescott finishing in the top 10 passer rating last year. He wasn't even close, and I haven't tasted one glorious chicken wing, and you haven't paid off your debt to me. That is obnoxious.
Is it my fault you haven't come to visit me in Los Angeles? When you come to visit, you'll get your wings. That's when you get, or when you invite me up to Portland and take me to the Nike store. After we go to the Nike store and shop, then we'll go out to lunch and I'll buy you wings. How about that?
Hey, man,
peanut
that
butter
sounds
sandwich
good to me.
That you like.
Hey,
peanut butter and jelly.
Brian, no, I've lost bets to you. Have you gotten paid?
Every single time.
That's
and
right.
Quickly.
I don't mess around. And Chris Broussard, I'm still waiting for my Jordans.
You're going to keep waiting.
You know what? And the worst part about it is I thought Chris was a man of the cloth. Instead, I found out he's an upholstery salesman. That's the man of the cloth.
He's an upstanding guy. He's a great dude until he has to pay a bet. And
yes.
Then he's a low life.
Listen, Brian, let me explain the Jordan bet to him. And these are Jordans. These are not $20 or $15 for some chicken wings. So we bet that I said the LeBron James would lead the Lakers to the playoffs. Rob said, no, they're not going to make the playoffs. So LeBron,
I won the bet.
LeBron gets hurt. So was understood that the bet is over because LeBron is hurt. Who in their right mind would bet a pair of Jordans on the Lakers without LeBron? It's
Look,
understood.
Chris,
remember English class when you diagram sentences and you understood that was part of it? If I say
I want you to do me a favor, Chris. I want you to put down a futures bet on whoever you want next year. And if their best player gets hurt, I want you to go to Vegas and be like, but I wouldn't have made this bet if I knew their best player was going to get hurt. I should get my money back. See how that goes down for you.
That's why I only bet with FanDuel, because FanDuel understands that.
No, it was prop bets.
FanDuel knows. All right. Brian, no, you okay? You all right?
Oh, I'm doing great. Well, I feel great. I was 2-0. Has anybody gone undefeated against you guys?
We don't trust Rob G's.
I do got to say, though, that last round, there's only one loser, and it's Chris Broussard because he ain't paying no bets. So that means Brian Noe and Rob Parker both get the win.
3-0. Uncharted territory here on the hot seat.
And this is what I get. All right, he is Brian Noe, and he's on Fox Sports Saturday with Brian Noe and Ephraim Salaam every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Fox Sports Radio. In all seriousness, he does a terrific job. It's our main man, Brian Noe. Great job, my man.
Thank you. You guys are the best. You guys have a great evening.
You too.